Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel is the fifth show of the 2017 season at the Timberlake Playhouse near Mount Carroll, Illinois. To steal a little from the program description, Time magazine called Carousel the best musical of the 20th century. A carousel barker, Billy Bigelow, gets fired from his job just as he falls in love, gets married, and finds out his wife, Julie, is pregnant. Desperate for money to help take care of his family, he gets involved in a crime and serves time in jail. But that's only part of the story, and you'll have to get your own tickets for Carousel to find out the rest of the story. If you like singing and dancing and twirling and spinning and leaping, then you will really like Carousel because there are several elaborate dance numbers highlighted by the lighting and costumes. And there's the music, all those familiar songs. I think I sang most of these songs in varsity chorus during high school. Great love songs like If I Loved You, fun songs like June is Busting Out All Over, and This Was a Real Nice Clam Bake, and the inspirational You'll Never Walk Alone. Among the female cast is Emily Kouchow as Carrie. Billy's love interest, Julie Jordan, is played by Molly Hernandez. Kirsten Frumkin as Mrs. Mullins, and Nettie Fowler is played by Samantha Bonzi. All these women get a chance to step out and show their acting and singing talents. Beautiful voices, and great job, ladies. Their male counterparts are Ken Singleton as Billy Bigelow, Marcus Martin plays Enoch Snow, with Grant Alexander Brown as Jigger. Ken and Marcus have big, booming voices when they need, and they both have a powerful presence on stage, and Grant throws in a little extra personality for the slimy Jigger. And the rest of the cast, they are the ones who make the elaborate dance numbers work, and a few of them get their moment during the show as well. And I almost forgot, artistic director James Beaudry as Dr. Sheldon in what I believe is his final role in his final season at Timberlake. The audience seemed pretty enthralled throughout the show and gave the cast their well-deserved standing ovation, perhaps saving the biggest applause for Ken Singleton and his performance as Billy Bigelow. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel runs through August 6 at the Timberlake Playhouse. Sitting in Gene Demkowski's reviewer's chair, this is Greg Nofsker for KROS Radio.